Hey, thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco, but coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Martin Campbell. He has directed a new movie called The Protégé, which will be released via Lionsgate in theaters on August 20th. Martin, welcome to the show. First of all, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but when I look at these stars, Michael Keaton, Samuel L. Jackson, I mean, this, it must be a feast for a director to work with such seasoned pros, huh?
Oh, yeah, it really is a feast, honestly. Well, Sam Jackson speaks for himself, of course. I mean, he's a terrific actor, chameleon, really. And Michael Keaton, you know, it doesn't get much better than that. And also particularly Maggie Q, who is was terrific to work with and a very fine actress, and also physically can do just about anything.
Yeah, I had Maggie Q on my show a few months ago, and, you know, she's just so talented in so many ways. And is that hard when you're doing casting? Like, you might have the perfect actress or you might have the perfect fighter, but to combine both of those, you know, disciplines, it's not easy, is it?
Well, no, but, you know, you just need to look at Maggie's work. I mean, first of all, you know, forget all the action, but just her ability as an actress is notable. And that's really why I cast her. I looked at her work. And I remember seeing a clip with Ethan Hawke. She was a love story. I just saw this 3-minute clip and I thought she was absolutely terrific. On the physical side, of course, she trained with Jackie Chan. That doesn't come better than that. So she, in the movie, she does most of her own stunts, probably about 98% of them herself. And Michael again is sort of terrific to work with. He's such a quirky actor. He's so interesting as an actor, and I was very lucky to get them, I have to say.
You know, the other thing is too, when I look at your work, and you know, you've had so much success, but I look at your Bond films, because GoldenEye, that was Pierce Brosnan's first, and then Casino Royale, and that was Daniel Craig's first. So as they're trying to establish their own James Bond, you're trying to direct a movie. So, I mean, it's such an iconic character. Was that an added little, like, mouth-watering thing to embrace, or was that just kind of raise the pole even higher to jump over?
No, you know what? It's certainly in the case of Pierce, it was easy. Pierce always wanted to play Bond. In fact, he tested for it. He was going to be Bond before Tim Dalton. I mean, instead, Dalton got the part, but Pierce couldn't do it because he had TV commitments they wouldn't let him out of. And he sort of, he embraced the part. I mean, he was a big Bond enthusiast, so he was well prepared, if you see what I mean, beforehand. And when we did Casino, of course, Daniel Craig fitted into the kind of rebooted Bond rebooted Bond sort of franchise. I mean, we brought him back to earth, basically, and Daniel was certainly the right man for the job. A terrific actor, obviously, but also very much part of, you know, the very, very much now, if you see what I mean. And and you've seen his work. I mean, he's absolutely terrific.
No doubt. A couple more questions for Martin Campbell, director of The Protégé. So let's talk about the plot, as it were. Can you just give us a little thumbnail about what the film is about, please?
Well, I can't. Well, really, it's about two assassins, as simple as that. That's Michael Keaton and Maggie Q. And it's really the relationship between. I can't say too much about the plot because it's quite complex, the plot. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of surprises in the movie. I think you think it's going one way when suddenly it turns in another direction. But really, the relationship between them, both of them, and also her relationship with her proxy father, who, of course, is Samuel Jackson, is really important, but it's her relationship with Michael Keaton that is the, it is, I think, the backbone of the story, if you see what I mean. And they're both assassins in the story, both, you know, very good at what they do. But it's their relationship which really is the spine of the movie.
And for you as a Kiwi, you know, moving to England, what, in the 70s, are you, do you feel almost more British than New Zealand at this point?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, I worked in television a lot in the, really from about 1980 onwards at the BBC and commercial television, and didn't really get to Hollywood until 1990. So where I made my first film there. So yes, you're absolutely right. More British, I think, than New Zealand.
Did you work over at the Beeb and Shepherd's Bush and all that?
Oh yeah, have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? You know what? Well, it's all changed, of course, in my day, but from my day, but yeah, it's exactly where I worked, in Shepherd's Bush, in a grotty little office, you know.
Yeah.
Overlooking Shepherd's Bush next to the pub there, the bush, you know.
you could go down to Loftus Road, see QPR there, White City, all that.
Oh yeah. Of course, they've pulled down the whole of that BBC building. The BBC is all gone. I mean, they've pulled that down and redeveloped it into apartments, all the usual stuff. But no, in our days, the BBC was great.
How close were you? I mean, you probably just missed Monty Python and John Cleese doing the Ministry of Silly Walks down the street. Did you? You were a little late for that.
Well, direct. I mean, don't forget that was 71, I think, wasn't it? 72. Monty Python started, I think. But talking of the Ministry of Silly Walks, I still get into hysterics watching that thing. I can look it up on YouTube. Just give myself a big laugh.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I see it.
No, it's evergreen. It's brilliant. All right. So last question for you. We're speaking about The Protégé, Made for Vengeance. As a director, are you at the point in your career where you think to yourself, look, I can't, wring my hands about what I left on the cutting room floor, or maybe I left in? Or is that still the kind of thing when you screen it, do you second guess yourself saying, why didn't I do this or that?
No, I never think do that. First of all, I leave very little on the cutting room floor. Mm-hmm. And because I shoot a bit like John Ford, which is, you know, you cut out the clapperboards and you just join the two bits of film. So I never really have any regrets, you know. In editing, I go through it very thoroughly. And frankly, you know, there's the odd time if I look at it and think, well, should I have put that scene back? Maybe, maybe not. But not a big deal. Once it's out the gate, quite frankly, I have no, I don't second guess it at all.
Last question for you. When you worked with Ray Winstone, is he hard in real life?
No, he's terrific, Ray. he's true. You know, years ago in 1977, I was the line producer on Scum. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
No.
It's a great movie. And it was Ray Winston's first movie, and it was about what they call them borstals in England. Mm-hmm. So, you know, young men who are troubled, if you know what I mean, that have either committed crimes, whatever it may be, are put into these institutions they call borstal. And this was a terrific film, and that's where he made his name on that movie. If you ever get a chance, you should get it up, called Scum. It's
right.
Really good.
I'm writing it down right now. We've been speaking with the very seasoned and successful director, Martin Campbell. The new film is called The Protégé. Michael Keaton, Maggie Q, Samuel L. Jackson, and other great stars. This will be available on August 20th in theaters from Lionsgate. Martin, a real pleasure having you on. Congratulations on the film.
Thanks very much indeed.